I was kind of not surprised because we've been hearing that they plan to do this. And so we were kind of anticipating it to come out. And asking us to pay $1.5 million is like telling us to shut our paper down. So that's without the one to take. We still have an online paper, which we also can continue publishing. But they will have to close us down because we cannot afford to pay that money. And we insist that our story was on the money. It was factual. It was based on a memo that was sent to the president's office by a whistleblower. This is Liberia where if anything goes, because if we cannot, if the newspaper being sued for a whistleblower document that was sent to them by a whistleblower who was sent to the, that was sent to the president's office, and they're suing us for that, it sends a bad picture. It paints a bad picture about our country and what we're doing.
Do you have a lawyer? Because the way I understand it is that perhaps you can petition for re-argument of the case.
Well, yes, the problem is our court reporter informed us today that some of the lawyers have problems because in our Supreme Court fight, we said that we could not find a lawyer that understands the media landscape and to take on our case on. Mind you, libel cases in Liberia, I think, is now 4-6. No newspaper have won a case in Liberia against any government official. So it's a risky thing to do. So we're looking at various options, but as it stands now, the Supreme Court has ruled, the lower court can enforce, and tomorrow morning I wake up with a lock on our door.
Did you bring this to the attention of the Press Union of Liberia?
Yes, we notified the Press Union. We're in the process of notifying the Committee to Protect Journalists and other international organizations to let them know what's going on in Liberia. James, this is a wake-up call. Today it may be our paper, but tomorrow it might be somebody else. In the last 3-4 months alone, several government officials have been suing newspapers at random. And it's becoming glaring that this administration is not putting its foot down and encouraging officials to sue newspapers. Even if the newspapers have documents and supporting documents and evidence to support the stories, they're being sued. So we have no other option but to keep fighting. But we're not going to go down without a fight, James.
Now, it seems to me your concern is the lack of confidence in the judicial system. Because, again, I'm asking whether you can get a lawyer to question or challenge the ruling.
And the problem is most of the lawyers in Liberia are afraid to go before the Supreme Court bench because they're afraid that if they have other cases, they might lose. But one of the lawyers that we're looking at and that we're talking to, and hopefully one of them will come and advise us on the next proceeding. But as it stands now, we're not very confident in the judicial system in this country because the ruling in this case was based on our experience with the Supreme Court justices in last year in the Angel Football murder case, the case involving a 13-year-old girl who was killed. And someone wrote in our paper a commentary accusing the judge of being biased. And we asked to go and explain why we published the commentary. And based on the discussion we had in the court, I was telling the court to contempt. So we're not very confident in that bench to deliver a fair case against us. That's the problem, James. Even if we have a lawyer to go there, we're not very sure we're going to win.